Faced with soaring budget shortfalls and strong resistance to raising taxes, city and state governments are searching for ways to boost revenue collection. One tool is tax amnesty. This year, 11 states are running programs offering delinquent taxpayers a break on penalties and interest if they start paying now. Dan Heyman reports on the tax amnesty program underway in Virginia.
When the amnesty program kicked off September 2nd, Virginia's tax office started running ads featuring Tax Letterman. An actor in a foam rubber letter costume chases delinquent taxpayers through the streets of Richmond, sometimes catching them, sometimes not.
If you're behind on your state taxes, there could be a letter headed your way telling you how to avoid all penalties and pay half the interest if you pay now.
But I know where you live!
Of course, getting a letter from the tax department is generally less than hilarious. Ken Thorson is the state tax commissioner, which makes him the real tax letter man.
We mailed almost 400,000 letters to people who were known delinquents. And in that letter we said, here's what you owed yesterday, here's what you can pay under amnesty showing the break, and here's what you're going to have to pay if you don't participate in amnesty. Every bill is listed on there.
In the first month, some 20,000 people paid $10 million under the program. Tax professionals say most delinquent payers are not trying to break the law. Bob Barnett runs a tax preparation service in Roanoke. He says most candidates for amnesty are folks who just procrastinated too long or otherwise failed to file the returns. Then they live, sometimes for years, as Barnett puts it, waiting for the shoe to drop.
Like humans tend to be, they sometimes rather would hope things would go away than deal with it. And it gets worse and worse as time goes on and until finally it catches up with them and they just have to deal with it.
And as the ad says, the state knows where they live. Tax Commissioner Thorson says amnesty programs are really just a technique legislatures use to speed up ongoing collections whenever a state has budget problems, generally at the bottom of the business cycle.
That's the whole point of this, is accelerating the revenue. This is money that we think we would have collected anyway, but we might not have gotten it for several years. We want to bring it into this fiscal year because now is the time that we're hurting.
Thorson stresses that amnesty can only do so much. He says amnesty programs work best once every 10 years or so, otherwise taxpayers start to count on them. And Thorson adds they can cause a backlash among the people who didn't break the rules.
They say, why should these people who didn't pay their taxes on time, why should you give them a break? You didn't give me a break. What they need to recall is that every dollar that we bring in, however we bring it in, means $1 less that everybody else has to come up with.
Given Virginia's budget shortfall, predicted to hit $1 billion or more next year, Commissioner Thorson says the $50 million expected to come in from the program is important. Other states are also reporting amnesty success. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Roanoke, Virginia.